You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST. And right here for the Locked On LSU podcast, Tiger basketball gets a win. Ed Ogeron updates the health of his team and previews Ole Miss. But tomorrow is a massive day. Tomorrow, Wednesday, starts the early signing period. And for LSU, this is a gigantic opportunity to start showing that this program is headed in the right direction. Because if you can build upon last year's recruiting class by keeping the guys that are currently committing and committed and getting them to sign on Wednesday, and then potentially adding a guy like Mason Smith on Wednesday, that is a gigantic announcement to the college football world that LSU ain't going nowhere, and this year was a one-off. So Ed Ogeron, in meeting with the media on Monday, was asked about this, was asked if the win on Saturday was a big help with the early signing period starting on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think it was huge. I think it's reassurance. And obviously, you know, recruits have a short memory. It's what you did yesterday. And they all watched the game. But, you know, they've been seeing the whole time all the freshmen were playing, all the players that we lost. So I think the game had a lot to do with giving us some momentum this week. But we were on solid ground with most of our recruits before this game. So, but it does help.
I don't think there's any question that that win helps. Because if there were players on the fence, if there were players looking at all of the sort of the discontentment within this program, the guys opting out, the criticism, if there was any of that, it's impossible not to look at that and say that the coaching staff now has something tangible to go sell. I'm not saying that unequivocally changes anybody's mind, but Ed used the word reassurance there, and that's a very legitimate thing for these recruits. I mean, if nothing else, you know, when Ed Ogeron and his staff get on phone calls for their recruiting power hour and all that stuff this week, they can say to these guys, you see, we are pointed in the right direction. We do have guys bought in. We do have a plan. We are still elite. Come be part of this. We will get you on the field early. I mean, a former walk-on running back was playing in the fourth quarter of that game and returned a kick. I mean, yes, they will play you. That's not lip service anymore. They have something tangible they could point to, which is critically important, I think, as they head toward Wednesday. So Ed Ogeron was also asked, speaking of Wednesday, he was asked how many of their 20 public commits, how many that they expect to, I'm sorry, have 19 public commits, how many they expect to sign on Wednesday?
Yeah, you know, it's very fluid right now. And, you know, I'd say minimum 15 to 16, maximum 20. I think in between those numbers would be a good range.
If you were listening to Whiskey and Wine on Saturday with Jordy and I, Jordy mentioned a couple of names of guys who might be on the fence. He mentioned JoJo Earl, the wide receiver out of Texas. Also mentioned Chris Hilton out of Zachary. I think they're going to, you know, obviously chat with the coaches this week about, you know, what's going to happen there. And I can tell you there's at least one more name where the LSU coaching staff is on the fence, where there's another prospect that they're likely going to ask to not be a part of this class. So when Ed mentions 15 or 16 they expect to sign, well, there's three more that are on the fence, and that's, you know, that's probably what he was alluding to there with the 19 that are committed. And then obviously Mason Smith has announced that he's going to sign on Wednesday. So the number one defensive player in the country out of Terrebonne is going to make his announcement. That could well be a giant fish in the boat. So, you know, it's one of those things where I don't think Saturday cured everything that ails this program. And there are some very important changes that are coming this offseason. And they got to get them right. But it's also undeniably a big push in the right direction, a wave of momentum that they can ride, hopefully, into and through Wednesday, and then a win on Saturday, and then into the offseason. and it starts to get that pendulum going in the right direction for this program. So it's a big week ahead for LSU. I don't think there's any denying that. The win was magnificent. Enjoy that as a moment in time, but understand you still have some very real and significant issues that you have to get fixed. But that was a big push in the right direction.
We will hear more from Ed Ogeron here shortly as he previewed the Ole Miss Rebels. And look, Saturday, if you're watching the Tigers and the Rebs, reach for that Rocky Mountain refreshment. The beer that is made to chill, ice cold, Coors Light. If you're kicking up your feet after a long day of work or hanging out with buddies watching the game, or maybe just sitting by yourself and need a quiet moment to unwind. If you ever feel like you're always on and you need that moment to hit the reset button, reach for that Rocky Mountain refreshment, ice cold, Coors Light. The beer that is literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, cold packaged, literally made to chill. As crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for that moment to unwind. It is Coors Light. Remember, you can get Coors Light delivered right to your door. Maybe the game starts, you realize your fridge is empty, or you run out at halftime, or maybe you're just not one to get out to stores because you're hanging out at home because of COVID. Get.coorslight.com. Pull out your phone, get.coorslight.com, and that Rocky Mountain refreshment will be delivered right to your door. Coors Light. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Of course, tomorrow, Wednesday, is the start of the early signing period for college football recruiting. On Thursday's Locked on LSU, we will have a full recap of the day, including what Ed Ogeron had to say about the kids that he signs on Wednesday. So we'll be here for Thursday's edition of the Locked on LSU podcast. Coach O did meet with the media on Monday, and among the topics discussed was the play certainly of his freshman quarterback, Max Johnson, who apparently got a little nicked in the game.
He has a small injury. He's limited today, but I think by the end of the week he's going to be full speed.
So that is something certainly worth keeping an eye on as we move through the week, because we all assume that after the performance on Saturday and getting the big win on the road, that Max Johnson has earned a second start after TJ Finley had started five games since Miles Brennan's injury. So it would make a lot of sense that we would see Johnson again for his first home start, season finale, see if he could build on the momentum, but got to get through that injury first. Ed Ogeron did also talk about the play of Max Johnson in his first start.
You know, we got to talk about it this week, see what the game plan is. You know, we wanted Max because of his mobility, not that TJ doesn't, and wanted to give Max a chance to start. You know, TJ had his opportunities to do it, and he did very well sometimes. I think that we're very impressed with Max's leadership, his toughness, his ability to run the football, his ability to make decisions under pressure. And the biggest thing is no turnovers and going into the swamp. His first game, think about this. You're a true freshman. You go into the swamp. You're a 23-point underdog, and you win. That tells you a lot about the young man.
So the starter for this week, apparently undecided, according to Ogeron there, but it's more than likely that we do see Max Johnson start on Saturday, provided that he is healthy enough to do so. And then Ogeron was also asked about Max being the son of a quarterback, something that obviously has been a storyline since LSU started recruiting Max Johnson, who, as you know, is Brad Johnson's son, Super Bowl-winning quarterback with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Ogeron said what he said many times before and will probably say many times more over the next 3 or 4 years.
No question. I think his dad trained him, and so did his mom. His mom was a great volleyball player. His mama is Mark Richt's sister. There's a lot of football in that family. And just getting to recruit them and knowing Brad and Nikki, the type of people that they are, and then also watching Max play. But I think that all that combined made him a very, very good competitor, just like TJ is. TJ has great parents. They're very similar in a lot of ways.
Now, while we here certainly are going to focus a lot on the quarterback situation for very obvious reasons, the other side of the ball might be even more significant this week because LSU's playing a high-powered Ole Miss offense. Ed Ogeron took a first glimpse there at the Rebs.
On Ole Miss, I know Lane very well. Lane has done a phenomenal job at Ole Miss. He's got one of the best offenses in the country because he's one of the best offensive minds. He's done a great job with Matt Corral as quarterback. Jerron Early, I tried to recruit a running back. Elijah Moore, I believe, has 82 receptions. He's very difficult to defend. He'll formation you. He knows where he's a great game day caller. The game slows down for him. His daddy's Monty Kiffin. He was raised on football. I have the utmost respect for Lane Kiffin.
You know, that is really the snap back to reality moment when you realize what's ahead for LSU this week, taking on this Ole Miss offense, which is really the only offense that was able to get up and going against Alabama earlier this year. Ole Miss is playing with a ton of confidence. They're 4-4 on the season. Remember, that Alabama game, they put up 48 points on the Tide. Now, they gave up 63. They lost 63-48, but Bama could do nothing against Lane Kiffin in this offense. And this is an offense that is averaging 39.8 points a game. They're averaging just under 40 a game. Now, they're giving up 39 a game. So, you're looking at they're scoring 40 but giving up 39, and there's going to be opportunities for LSU to score points in this ball game, but can you get stops? For an LSU defense that has had trouble doing that all year, that's the reality check. And I hesitate to mention this. I'm sure it'll become a storyline throughout the week, but arguably LSU's biggest win ever over Florida was 1997. In Tiger Stadium, the first time LSU ever beat a number one team in the country. They go all the way up to ranked eighth in the country after that win. And a week later, at 11 a.m. in Tiger Stadium, here comes Ole Miss. And Ole Miss flat put it on LSU in 1997, a week after the Tigers upset number one Florida. So here you go. Young team beats Florida in a massive upset, and now comes the upset-seeking Ole Miss Rebels. So LSU better be ready to play Saturday at 2:30 in Tiger Stadium. Ogeron did also elaborate on his relationship with Lane Kiffin.
Well, you know, Lane came in as a young coach with Coach Carroll. Our first year with Coach Carroll, I believe it was the year 2000, so I've known Lane for 20 years. And we became good friends. I respect him as a coach. There's no question. I respect his knowledge of the game. He got me to leave the NFL to go with him to Tennessee. He was going to come with me when I got the job. If he didn't get a head job, he was going to be my offensive coordinator. So, we just received, he's a great recruiter. Me and him recruited a lot of great players together. We have a lasting bond. We won two championships together. I've coached with him at Tennessee. I remain close with him. We talk about personal things. We share things. I just have the utmost respect for him.
Ed Ogeron's relationship with Kiffin became a very popular theme during the press conference on Monday, and he elaborated.
The game is in slow motion for Lane on the sideline. He can see all 22 at one time, much like Dave Aranda could for us. You know, I watch the line, you know, because I'm a line guy. Some guys are watching the defensive backs. He watches all 22 at one time and can tell what they're doing. He can change plays on the line of scrimmage. You've seen him. You've seen him at Alabama whistling, changing plays. He played quarterback. He knows what to do with the football. He understands both sides of the football. So I think his game day calling and his preparation and his recruiting are excellent.
While we know this LSU team isn't playing for much, they're sub 500. They're not going to a bowl game this year. This is an opportunity to finish the season on a very positive note. I call it a balance of power game. You know, in the league, the balance of power needs to be in order, meaning LSU needs to be better than Arkansas and Ole Miss and Mississippi State. And I know LSU lost to State this year, which is a problem. But point being that even in a year like this, when LSU is at its worst, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt should never beat LSU, ever. That's the point. That's maintaining the balance of power to say to that team in your division, hey, even in our worst year, you're still not beating us. That's why this game is important on Saturday for LSU to come out, assert themselves, finish this season strong, maintain the balance of power in the league, and hopefully build toward 2021. We'll knock out a quick break here on the Locked On LSU podcast. And when we come back, LSU Hoops gets a win without Will Wade. We'll talk about that. Always love reminding you about Built Go. Built Go helps you break through that wall. If it's your, you know, your afternoon wall at work, if it's the wall to help you get going in the gym, if it's the back nine on the golf course, reach for a Built Go. Look, a lot of people go to energy drinks. A lot of people go to energy shots. And I'm telling you, bypass that. You can grab a Built Go. It's a 1.5-ounce package. They taste great. Peanut butter, honey, chocolate, coconut, chocolate mint, which is my favorite. Grab a Built Go, tear the top off, shoot it down. It's a gel. Just take it, and then you will have all the energy of an energy drink or an energy shot with a third of the caffeine, and it's good for you because it's all natural. Try it today at BuiltGo.com. And if you use the promo code LOCKED, you'll get 20% off your order. So again, use the promo code LOCKED and get 20% off at BuiltGo.com. Throw one in your gym bag, throw one in your golf bag, throw one in your briefcase, your work bag, whatever it is. Just grab one and get going and break through that wall. BuiltGo.com. Use the promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo, BuiltGo.com. BuiltGo, let's go. NBA fans, listen up. Locked On NBA Podcast, getting you ready for the start of the regular season with a special week of team preview podcasts all this week, plus waiver wire additions from Locked On Fantasy Basketball and rookies to watch from draft guru Chad Ford. Of course, I'll be tuning into Locked On Pels. The Pellies got themselves a preseason win over the Heat on Monday night. Fired up for that. So subscribe to Locked On NBA wherever you get podcasts. Speaking of basketball, the LSU basketball Tigers on Monday. Weird start time, 11 a.m. against Sam Houston State. Tip of the cap to Sam Houston State for taking this game on short notice, driving over from Houston, playing this game at 11 a.m. because the Lady Tigers had a 5 o'clock tip. So they were able to get this one in, and LSU victorious 88-66. But most notably, they were without their head coach, Will Wade.
Now, I can't get into all the specifics. I'll just talk about myself. I was in quarantine from a contact tracing issue last week. When I was in quarantine, I tested positive. So I have COVID, or I've had COVID. And so I'm out because of COVID. I don't have any major symptoms. I don't have any major issues, but I tested positive for COVID early last week. And so I've been coaching and doing everything from Zoom, like you see now. But that all started because of contact tracing issues with other folks who were missing today.
So Bill Armstrong was on the bench in the lead chair for LSU for their win over Sam Houston State. But there were a couple of other notable personnel changes, which we'll get into. But the Tigers win 88-66. Will Wade, of course, was watching and then met with the media afterwards via Zoom. Here's what Will had to say about the win over Sam Houston State.
Interesting couple of days, but proud of our guys. We found a way. We didn't have a lot of personnel, players, staff, a lot of folks, and found a way to win. So that was good. Coach Armstrong did a tremendous job. Our leadership group did a good job, and time to move forward now.
Among those missing, Trendon Watford was out, as was Sharif O'Neal. So you're starting five for the Tigers. Emwani Wilkinson, Darius Days were your forwards. Charles Manning Jr., Cam Thomas, Javonte Smart were your guards. And Josh LeBlanc made his season debut. The Baton Rouge native Georgetown transfer has been granted his eligibility waiver, and he played 14 minutes and scored 5 points coming off the bench. But for LSU to be down Watford, to be down O'Neal, and to still go out there and play the game in which they did, Tigers got a big lead early, lulled in the middle, but really put the clamps down in the second half on the stretch defensively. Sam Houston State only 29 points in the second half. And LSU consistent on offense as they've been all year. 45 points in the first half, 43 in the second half. Javonte scored 25. Cam Thomas had 19 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Darius Days also in double figures with 16 points and 10 boards. So a double-double for Darius Days in this ballgame, which was really good to see. A couple of other things. Will Wade updated Trendon Watford's ankle injury.
He turned his ankle in practice on Saturday. It was very minor, but wanted to hold him out precaution. It's something he did earlier this summer as well. Just wanted to be extra cautious. I know it probably looked a little worse with him wearing the boot and trudging around out there, but it's a inside ankle sprain. Nothing too crazy.
So that is really good news for the Tigers, who sit at 4-1, and they play again tomorrow night at the Maravich Center, 8 o'clock Central Time against UNO. And then they're back on the floor at the Maravich Center Saturday against North Texas at 11 a.m. So that'll be an 11 a.m. tip for hoops, and then a 2:30 kickoff for basketball, or for football rather, against Ole Miss, both on the LSU campus. I did also mention that Josh LeBlanc made his season debut. Here's what Will Wade had to say about the transfer.
energetic and long and athletic. You know, he automatically makes our defense improved and makes our defense better. So thought he, you know, what did he have, 8 rebounds in 14, 15 minutes today, something like that. So, yeah, it's what we've seen. And, you know, him and Cook and Mwani, I think we got 40 deflections today for like the second time in 3 years. And I think LeBlanc had 10 or 12 of them. I don't think that's a coincidence.
Tigers win. They will be back on the floor, as we said, Wednesday at home against UNO. And on Thursday's episode, we'll certainly recap that game tomorrow. That's going to do it here for us on a Tuesday edition of the Locked On LSU podcast. Thanks for hanging out. If you've not done so yet, please subscribe. We appreciate it greatly. Until next time, it is Locked On LSU, your team every day.